Okay, we're up to Simon Tofresh Lamed Dalet. We're starting a new topic. Tofresh Lamed Gimel. We're starting a new topic tonight, and that's the topic of the height of the sukkah. If you've got a really high sukkah, what's the halacha then? Generally speaking, how sukkahs are not really problematic, I think, generally speaking. You don't normally have a... But, having said that, there is going to be some really interesting halachas that we're going to be touching over here, which are no gap to our sukkahs as well. Simon Tofresh Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph. Dingoiva sukkah, the halachas of the height of the sukkah. Sukkah, shehi gvoya lemalu me'esrim amah. A sukkah which is higher than 20 amas is possible. Now, this is a... Where does this statement come from? It's the... That's right, first Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah. So it says more than 20 amas. But now it's getting really, really interesting. Because it's teaching us the following. Bein shikdoyle, bein shiktana. Whether it's big or whether it's a small tzuka. Bein shemechitz magiyos l'schach. Bein shein magiyos. Whether the walls are reaching the schach or whether it's not reaching the schach. Avol esrim ksher. But if it's exactly 20 amas, it's kosher. Now what he's referring to over here is various reasons in the Gemara why the Gemara tries to analyze why 20 amas and is why 20 amas is problematic. So he says that he's going through the, and then he says that it doesn't make a difference if it reaches the schach, it doesn't reach the schach. 20 amas is always, if it's more than 20 amas, it's always a problem. If it's 20 amas exactly, it's kosher. Afilu even kol sechocha lemalu me'esrim, kivan she'ein, even if the holds, he says, if 20 it's kosher, if it's 20 amas it's kosher, afilu kol sechocha lemalu me'esrim, even if the entire schach is actually on top of 20 amas. Imagine if got a schach, the actual structure of the sukkah is 20 amas. The structure of the sukkah is 20 amas. But the whole schach is a little bit higher than that. Must be, right? Must be a little bit. So what's going to be the halacha then? So he said it's actually going to be, okay, if it's 20 amas, the sukkah is 20 amas high, even if the schach is higher than that, it's okay. Afilu kol schach lemanu me'esrim, kivan she'en b'chalalo ela esrim, because the halal, the airspace of the sukkah is 20 amas, therefore it's okay. But now, what is the reason? Why is 20 amas a problem? What's the reason? Why is it?
Because you can't see.
You can't see the stars? Is that the reason? You can't see the schach? Okay, the truth is, it's not so posh because there's various reasons. So how do we paskan? There's various reasons. So Mishnah Berurah explains over here that the reason for that 20 amas psul is the following. Now, I'm going to skip the first part of Sivkot and Gimel. And I'm going to go right towards the end. Three lines from the wide lines. And the line, the last word of the line is Elo. And that's where I'm starting. Elo, Tam psul, the line starts with Tam. Tam psul, the reason for the psul, Yosem Esrim, the reason why a sukkah which is more than 20 amas high is invalid, humishum the sukkah diras arai peinon, because a sukkah needs to be a diras arai, a provisional dwelling place. You can't have a sukkah that is going to be too permanent. Good build is no good. I'm in the middle of Sivkot, towards the end of Sivkot and Gimel. Ve'ad esrim, now, I'm a bit scared that the technical members of our shir, they might have a tiny, let's see if I'm, we'll. So, it says as follows. Ve'ad esrim, if it's 20 amas high or less, shiru chachomim, the chachomim understood, she'en tzorich liten lev kol kach, you don't have to pay so much attention, al chizuk ha-mechitzes, the mechitzes don't need to be so strong. Ve'dayoy, and it's sufficient be'mechitzes konim, and you can make fairly weak walls. But if you're making a sukkah which is more than 20 amas high, you need to make the mechitzes. You need to make the mechitzes, the walls, chazokim. You need to make them strong, like a house. That they shouldn't fall, meroiv govhon. They shouldn't fall because of its extreme height of 20 amas plus. It's such a high, you need to make them strong. They need to be firm. And therefore, when you're going to make a sukkah which is 20 amas or more high, you need to make them really strong. The mechitzes need to be really strong. That's not going to be a diras arai. That's not going to be a provisional type of sukkah. That's going to be a strong type of structure. That's going to be a strong type of building that you're making over here. That's not a diras arai. And therefore, more than 20 amas is a problem. That's the reason. Now let's finish off the Mishneh Berurah. But a few times there, according to this reasoning, says the Mishneh Berurah, Be'imo yu'amer, haksolim, megim leschach v'ruchovo harbe, if the walls reach the schach and are very wide, mikol shekein de psulo, mishum diras keva, if they are 20 amas, they're very wide, very strong, it's going to be like a house, and it's possible if it's more than 20 amas high. Shelo yiplum, umikon mokum, nevertheless, says the Mishneh Berurah, interesting point. Nevertheless, belamato me'esrim, if the sukkah is less than 20 amas high, ve'osu atfanois chazokim ken bais, and you made the atfanois, the walls, chazokim strong ken bais, you made them like a house, very, very firm, amazing, very strong, very, very strong. Kosher, it's kosher. If it's less than 20 amas high, why? Share ef shoy la so iso arai. You could have done them weak. You could have done them weak. Now you decided to make it firm. You decided to make it strong. Okay, you're allowed to, but you didn't have to. V'lo hikpid rachmona, and the Torah was only makpid heloch the Elohecha, only where the muchachu la so iso keva, where you had to, where you were forced to make them permanent, like when you make more than 20 amas high. So again, the Mishneh Berurah is telling us the following. The reason why a sukkah, which is more than 20 amas, is possible, is because when you're making a sukkah, which is more than 20 amas high, it needs to be very, very firm. Very, very strong. And that's not called a diras arai. That you're making a permanent type of place, not a temporary type of sukkah. And therefore, if it's more than 20 amas, it's a problem. However, if you are making less than 20 amas, it's not permanent, it's temporary, and therefore it's okay, it's kosher sukkah. So the question the Mishneh Berurah poses is, what happens if I'm making it less than 20 amas, but I'm making it really strong, you're making it out of bricks, you're making a bricks type, you're making it really, what's going to be the halacha then? It's also not diras aretz, you're making it permanent. The answer is, that's actually going to be okay, says the Mishneh Berurah, because you didn't have to do it so strong. You decided to make it, but you didn't have to, and the Torah wasn't marked. But if it's your own personal decision, you're allowed to. It's a democracy, but it doesn't pass the sukkah. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai?
Like a harama.
Which element are you talking about? Less than 20 when it's strong, more than amas when it.
I would say the big, not much. It's kind of like, you know, one of those. It's lomdish, but it's not. It's not really
bad about it. Right. It's definitely a very lomdish point of view. What do you think about it?
Sounds good.
Sounds good? What would you like about it?
Get of, let's say, 20, which would say 12 meters, 6, one tefach is 10 centimeters.
You know, we're talking about amas.
Amas.
No.
So 10 amas is
12 meters. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So that's about from where you are to the back wall, I would say. 12 meters.
Yeah, you'll have to make it very strong.
So to make it out of wood, I'd say that's probably a good gather.
Yeah, it's a good gather. You okay with that?
Yeah, more, you probably, yeah.
If it's more than that, it's going to be...
It's good,
yeah? Yeah.
Frame house, like many houses do a timber frame.
Oh, really?
Especially in America, so you don't really get bigger than 2 stories.
All right, okay. Okay. Okay, so you're okay with the gather? Yeah? Yeah? This part is Lekul Alma, yeah. This, you're right, that we do find elements of Diras Arai, which is the Machloikis, but this part over here is Lekul Alma, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, imagine you've got a sukkah which is more than 20 amas high. Vehutzin, perish anofim ktanim, little branches, you've got little branches with its leaves. Yoyodim lemato, they go down. What's going to be the halacha then? Imagine you've got a 22 amas high sukkah. So 22 amas normally would say is, it's possible, it's invalid, it's too high. But now you've got branches with leaves that are sticking, that are going down, and they're actually reaching the 20 amas. The 20 amas area. What's the halacha then? Leaves, some of the schach is reaching down. Hutzin are reaching down. They're within the 20 amas. But the main part is on top. is more than 20 amas. What's the halacha then? Says the Shulchan Aruch, im tzilosan merubah mechamasan, if there's, it's more shady than sun, kshayra. It's kosher. Vim lav posol, psula. And if it's not, if you haven't got more shade, if you've got more sun than shade posol, it's going to be posol. So in other words, you can just look at what's in within those 20 amas. And if that, these leaves and these branches that within 20 amas are more shade than sun, then it's fine. Then you're okay. Yeah?
The structure doesn't change.
Yeah. I think your question is an excellent question.
But I suppose maybe it could be on the fact that also the fact that you talk about.
I think your question is actually an excellent question. If I think about it, it's actually a very, very powerful question. Can I just say this question? It's a really good question. We just learned now that the reason of 20 amas is what? Why is 20 amas a problem? 20 amas is a problem because the structural, he wants you making a sukkah more than 20 amas high. That's a really strong structure, and that's not called a diras arai. So we're learning now, halacha, that if you made the structure that really the sukkah is 20 amas high, more than 20 amas high, but the schach leaning in, going down, leaning within the 20 amas. So if you've got more shade than sun, just looking at the schach within 20 amas, if you've got more shade than sun, it's kosher. So the question being asked is that, hold on a second, how does that make sense? Because the structure is still 20 amas high. So what does it help me? How did I save the sukkah by having some schach within 20 amas? I think it's a brilliant question. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, no, but we don't paskin like that. You're right, but the Mishnah Berurah explained us very clearly that we don't go with that opinion. He said very clearly, he came very clearly to tell us that the reason. Yeah, but we're paskining, the Mishnah Berurah says that we are paskining that the reason is specifically the reason of Diras Arai. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. We don't pass like any other reasoning. We pass like the reasoning of Tiras Ara. I think it's a very strong question. Yes.
The Chachamim don't care at all whether it's actually
structurally
Arai or not Arai. They care that the Schach starts.
Yeah, but it seems to be, the problem seems to be in the Tfanos.
Elamai, therefore they made a Geder. Once they got together, they don't care about the Tfanos anymore.
Okay.
At all. They just care that the
Schach. Okay, I hear that. What did you want to say?
Did we not say the Schach starts from the top of the wall? By other dinim we learnt.
Yeah, it does. The truth is.
So if it bows in the middle.
Yeah, we do. You're right. Yeah, you're right. The truth is, we are actually looking at it as the Schach is on top of 20. But since there is Schach as well. We're not denying what you're saying. We're not denying that. There is schach which is over 20 amas, which is true. But there is still schach within the 20 amas, and which can just, well, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, we're fine just to look at that. And if that's more said than sound,
it's...
No, we don't do any. It shouldn't work.
Bending bit.
Well, that bending, that schach, is there a picture? Is there a picture in the book? Yeah. Yeah, we're not losing love with anything for that. We can just, if there's more shade and some from that, schach. Yeah.
The raya would be, if you had 150 amatul sukkah, and you had a table, that the edge of the table started within three tefachim.
We'll talk about that. We'll actually talk about very, very similar to that in Siv Gimel. So the truth is, the question is very, very good. It's an excellent question. But we'll see if Siv Gimel is going to help us. But I don't think it does. I don't think it will help us. But let's just... But the question is a brilliant question, definitely. Siv Gimel. Sukkah. Shechalolo yoisem esrim amo. Okay, you've got a sukkah that its whole is more than 20 amas. Okay, so you've got basically a postal sukkah. It's more than 20 amas. V'tolo bodvorim noim. And he did hang on the... On the top, on the schach, he did hang up some items, dvorim noim, some nice decoration. Validei kach nismait chalolo. And because of that, because of the hanging down, so now the airspace is less now. You haven't got 20 amas. Or lo yhav a miut. We ignore that. It doesn't make a difference. It's still more than 20 amas, so it's a problem. It's a problem. Or a similar case, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'cheni mi'ato bekorim v'ksosois. Or he had more than 20 amas. Let's say it was 21 amas high. So what he had a problem, 21 amas. So what did he do? He said, you know what? I'm going to just elevate a little bit the ground. So he put korim v'ksosois in Shulchan Aruch. V'cheni mi'ato bekorim v'ksosois. He put there korim v'ksosois cushions and pillows. So now the level is being lifted up a little bit. So now he's within, it used to be 21, now the air space is just 20 amas. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, lo yav miut, it's not considered a decrease of 20 amas, it's not considered a miut. And it's a problem. Ve'afilo bitlam, and even if he's nullified it, he said, you know, those pillows, those cushions, I'm going to keep them here for good. I leave them here. It doesn't make a difference. Just the fact that you put their pillows and covers and cushions, you put them there, even if you said, I'm going to leave them here, and now the airspace is less than 20 amas. No, it's a problem. It's a problem. So it's a problem. It's a problem because it's not. It's still considered a sukkah which is more than 20 amas high. The Mishnah Berurah does add over here a point in Sifkot and Tes, and he says the following: Lo yav miut. The butler died itself called Adam. Even if you decide I'm going to keep over there the pillow and the cushions, I'm going to keep it there for good. It's not considered a miut. Why? The butler died itself called Adam. Because your opinion is not, we don't go according to your opinion. Your opinion is nullified against the opinions of the rest of the world. She'ain shum Adam, there's not a person in the whole world. Mafsid memoino, he doesn't lose his money and his possessions. Umeniach korov, and he puts his pillows, be'ofa, in earth, vavonim, and in stones, and mevatlin, is mevatlid. So in other words, just because you are claiming, I'm keeping the pillows there, I'll keep them for good, I'll leave it there forever. We don't believe that. We're not ignoring you. We're ignoring you. And the fact you put pillows and cushions there, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you're saying, I leave it there, we ignore you. And the sukkah is possible. We're looking at it as a 20, over 20 amas sukkah. What do you think will be the halacha if you put there earth?
Well, the halacha, if you have a sukkah that's less than tzachim and you dig down underneath.
Oh.
So that works.
Right. Good.
So the stomach will be the same.
Will be the same. What do you think about putting earth there? Earth? It's going to help? It's not going to help? So you're saying it's the same halacha. If pillows and cushions are not going to help, why should earth help? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Dalet. Mi'ato betaven. If you put straw there, uvitloy, and you nullified it, you said, I'll leave it there for good. Hareze miot. If you put straw there, it's fine. Ve'ein tzarech lo ma'ofor. And you don't have to say if you're putting the earth. Or earth, if you're putting earth there, uvitloy, and you nullified it, it's fine. Yeah, but you do need to nullify it, you need to mevatl it. Avol stam, but if you're just putting it stam, if you're just putting there earth, without saying anything, einoy miut, it's not considered miut, afilu be'ofol, only with even with earth, if you're putting earth there, you could put stones there, anything. If you're not mevat, if achivatlenu befer, only if you verbally express it. So again, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, if you're putting straw there and you're mevatel it, it's fine. And if you're putting off earth there, if you're mevatel it, it's fine as well. But you need to, there's two things you need to do. You need to actually put it there and you need to mevatel it. You need to nullify it. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, you can't just put it there. You need to verbally nullify. You're going to say, this earth of it I'm putting here, you need to verbally, says Shulchan Aruch, you need to verbally express yourself, friends, family, these stones that I'm putting there, this earth I'm putting there, I'm putting this here for good. I'm putting it in my outlet. Then, only once I've done that, and it's now decreased to less than 20 amas, only then it's good. But it's only going to work with offer and tevin, and be strawing with earth. Yeah.
So, if a person's done that, is it also for him, for any reason, to move the stones and earth?
Very good.
To cultivate his garden? Or
good. So,
else?
The question that you're asking is very good, but we'll only be able to answer that question once we're going to know what is his bitul mean exactly, how long it means. Now we're going to see that in Mishnah, but we're going to see that in a minute in Me'atzah Hashem shortly. But it's a very good question. So that's what he's saying over here. Now, actually, we can look at it now. We can look at it. Let's look at it now. Sifkot Yud Aleph. Sifkot Yud Aleph addresses this point. Mishnah Berurah says uvitloy. So the way I've said it is that he's verbally expressed that he's going to keep it there for good. But what does it mean he's going to keep it there? Bevatla, how long is it? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph, says the following. Uvitla, ein la'el simen shinun chesif beis. Pluk te bezeh. There's actually a machlok in the Shabbos. Tiyesh oimrim, some say, dafka kshem bevatla oilom. Only if it nullifies it, you're going to say, I'm going to keep this earth there forever. Forever and ever. As you said, can't move it, the garden after Sukkot, I'm going to keep it there forever. Viyesh mekilin, and some are more lenient. The dayan, they hold that it's sufficient, kshem mevatla oise Shabbos. It's good enough, they hold over there, that it's good enough if you mevatla it for that Shabbos. V'hocha, here, kabay Sukkot, with regards to Sukkot, gamkein, also, day, it's sufficient, lefize, if he's mevatel, it nullifies it for the whole sukkahs. Shaloi lazizum im koimam, that he's not going to move it from that particular place. That's good enough. So there's a machloikas. What is this bitul? That's really exactly got to do with your question. If I'm putting the earth there, do you need to say I'm going to keep it there forever? Only then the sukkah is going to consider the. Or according to other opinions, the fact that I'm going to say I'm going to put the earth there, I'm going to put it the straw there for sukkahs. And after Sukkot, he admits that he's going to move it around. Is that good enough or not? And there are some achronim amekel. The Mishnah Berurah paskens, the last few words of this Sifkot Yud Aleph, v'notu achronim lehakel bazeh. And many achronim tend to be lenient in this. So in other words, if you've got a Sukkot, which is more than 20 amas high, you can come along with bags of earth. I think it's quite hard to cover up there. But let's say you've got this Sukkot of more than 20 amas high, you didn't realize, you made this huge Sukkot for a shul, for a... And you realize, oh no, it's more than 20 amas high. So you can bring earth, and you can put it there, but you don't. You have to verbally express it. I'm gonna keep it. I'm mevatel it. This earth, I'm not gonna move. But it's sufficient according to the Mishnah Berurah. If I'm not gonna move it. I'm not gonna touch it until after Sukkot. After Sukkot, I'll move it. Around. That's sufficient. Some achronim disagree, and they say you have to actually keep it there forever. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be happy to be lenient. Interesting, no? Oh, that's good. False floor. Yeah. False floor. Very good. Very good. Yeah. False floor. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be fine. I'm sure. That's different. What do you think? There's any difference between earth and false floor? What do you think? Yes. I was wondering. The truth is, I'm wondering what happens if you put... So to me, it is poshut that if you put false floor there, that's definitely considered a miyut. But I have wondered, now based on your question, I'm just thinking now, what would happen if somebody put false floor there and he's not mevatel it? What would be the halacha then? We learned now that not only need to put earth there, but you actually need to nullify it as well. And to say, I'm going to keep it there. We discussed, does it need to be forever or just for after Sukkot? But I wonder, if you're putting false floor there, do you need to mevatel that as well? Or maybe the actual fact of putting false floor there, maybe that doesn't even need a bitul. Maybe that's... It's you're putting floor there, you've lifted up the level, and maybe you don't need to mevatel that. I wonder. I don't know the answer. What do you think? I understand. Well, can you?
It's like a platform, like a stage.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something more permanent about that. So I didn't understand stage. Stage is actually going to be something which is going to be, the Sif later is going to discuss the stage. I was thinking you literally put like flooring on there. Now some people are very makbid to have a proper flooring on the sukkah. Right. I thought that's what you meant. So imagine you put flooring on, like wooden flooring on the, on. So do you need to mevatel that or not? Maybe you don't have to mevatel that. We're going to get to the stage next season, Mitzvah. Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. You're probably right. Yeah.
The purpose of being is that so during Sukkot you might end up
in
the garden?
I don't think it's so much that. Although there might be an element of truth in what you're saying as well. But I think it's mainly like this. Imagine I would just to put... the sukkah is too high, and I want to use the sukkah. So what am I going to do? I'm going to put some chairs there, some chairs and tables there, and I'm going to tip it over or whatever. And I'm going to bring loads of a huge encyclopedia, and I'm going to put it on the floor. And suddenly it's less than 20. What would you think would be the halacha then? It wouldn't work. It doesn't work. And that's actually the same than the Korim Vaksosas that we're learning over here. The pillows and the cushions. That doesn't help. That's not considered. It's just as if when I'm going in the sukkah, that's not taking away the airspace of the sukkah. Right? If you're putting those kinds of items in the sukkah, that's not taking away the airspace, the 22 amas of the sukkah. So that's, we're ignoring that. So similarly, so anything which is not permanent is not really considered taking away the height of the sukkah. You need to have something which is permanent there. So the Korim Vaksosa is not permanent. If you put encyclopedia there, it's also not permanent. What is really permanent? So we're learning now that if you're putting straw there and you're putting thing there and earth there, it's permanent as long as you mean to keep it there. You're going to intend to keep it there. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Now, there is an interesting question. Are you allowed to, instead, we learned, Shulchan Aruch said you have to verbally express it. What happens if you're not verbally expressing it, but you're taking your jacket, you're putting your hat on, and you have in your mind, very clearly, I mean to keep it there, but you're not expressing it verbally, but you have very clear intention in your mind. Is that good or not good? No good? Where are you basing your psak from? Yeah, it's not good enough. And I want to tell you even more. What do you think? Sometimes, yeah, sometimes not. So, yeah, what do you think? It would be good enough to have to say, I want to keep the flooring there for good. But you don't say it, you just think about it.
Unless you have to say it to someone.
Well, right. So the truth is, I would have thought the question is silly. Because Shulchan Aruch said explicitly, until you express it verbally. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch couldn't have expressed it more verbally than this. Right? He couldn't have said it, but the Mishneh Berurah says the following in Sif Kav Yud Gimel. And else in Chinayin Beis, Basiv Tezvah Mishneh Berurah, the Yesh Oimim, some say, Shegam Bevitol Belev Sagi. No, it's good enough if you're doing, you're nullifying in your heart. Mishneh Berurah said, it's fine to do in your heart. That's what he says in the name of Achronim. And he finishes off an interesting question. Are you allowed to be memaet the sukkah on Yom Tov? So suddenly you come in on Yom Tov and you realize, oh no, strop, it's too high. Your son-in-law comes in and he checks, hey, isn't that more than, sukkah, the children come in and they say, oh, isn't that more than 20 amas? You measure it, they say, oh no, it's 20 and a half amas. Are you allowed, so you're allowed to memaet it on Yom Tov or not? You're allowed to memaet it on Yom Tov?
Might be boina.
Might be boina. Might be tasa on osui. Okay. What do you think? Can you do it? No, makir patish. Mukta says the Mishneh Berurah, as you are saying very correctly, because we're achronim, the achronim write the osul lemata b'yom tov. You're not allowed to do that on yom tov. You're not to be matir suk on yom tov. To have a ken boina. It's like boina. You're doing boina. You're building it. V'kedel b'sim chin yud gimel. V'oyit and additionally shemesaken hasukah bezeh. You are Mesakin, you're fixing tikkun mona, you're fixing the sukkah, umachshir, you're making a kosher. But also, you know, to do that, that's besim tov reshman vav, which is similar to your tikkun mona, you're fixing and sorting out the sukkah, which is also on Yom Tov.